all the way up.
Blog Talk Radio.
This lady coming in with more money than we ever seen.
Okay.
This nigga over here.
Please don't shout it out.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, man.
Right.
I know she can do it.
Right.
And then the bitch walked in with so much money I had to give him a free truck to help me.
Damn, I should teach you how to throw a seven.
God damn.
Okay, my man Jim coming in and I'm dropping
coming to you.
You got to worry
about it. I've been a bitch 2 years. 2 years and I ain't touched it. I got $200,000 from her.
Hey man, this time to talk.
Hey, baby.
Hey,
how you do?
Remember me?
I'd have to lose all the brain cells in my head before I forget something as fine as you.
Does everyone need an audition to get with you?
You ain't gotta go through all that shit.
Then I choose you.
Be cool, baby, okay?
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man, come here.
Mr. Pretty Tony, I mean, you know the rules of the game. I mean, your bitch just chose me. Now, we can settle this like you got some class, so we can get into some gangster shit.
You shade tree nigga. You ain't no pimp. You're a rest haven for hoes. You're a car thief. A car thief. The one you got out there is probably hot as a firecracker right now.
It was $35,000.
$35,000 cash money?
No, I get $35,000 plus one, right?
The one I gave.
No, you gave me six, all right? That was one. I had one. It was six. And $35,000 plus one plus six leaves seven. $35,000 and seven, right? Motherfucker, can you buy that?
Nigga, next time you hear grown folks talking, shut the fuck up, yeah? Go get her, Bob. Bring that bitch here.
Freeze, nigga. You wanna die.
Where you gonna be, man? I'm gonna make you wish you never was born, nigga. Get out of this dump.
Yeah.
Yo, honestly, all you gotta do is...
We in here. Herbach. Cash out.
Thursdays. With your boy. Got kind of a little deep show tonight. I don't know if, you know, if everybody gonna tune in and see what the what's up, You know what I mean? We got like a little... like a Trayvon Martin case going on in Delaware right now. For you people that don't know, that's outside of Delaware. Recently, a homie of mine was shot by the police, and we're trying to get justice right now. So we're going to I'm going to spin one track, you know, a track where, you know, he was a part of, you know, he's from Route 40, Cage 1, Fettyville, all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, I'm going to just get into this track, and then I get into the callers. Let go.
Young fresh, the prince of the veil. Neighborhood gang banging, and I'm by my thrill. Yep. But this nigga got my old chick, turned it to his new chick. My swag on the middle, so I stay with a fly chick. Stay in the hood, where it's grimy with the bullshit. Fetty get a brand where I'm chilling off the calm shit. Don't get a pussy, cause my niggas on some real shit. Big whips, long clips, niggas on some goon shit. They're running like a rocket in the summer on some Harlem shit. Red flag hanging, cause I'm banging on some gang shit. Girlies all loud, mini skirt, little short shit. Love a goon nigga, trying to get it where she fit it shit. Running like gate by my mother Fanny Real, bitch. Never been a sucker if I let it slide, chill, bitch. We'll grab a 40, heat it up and start the cooking shit. You don't want that, I could have been on my dumb shit. I be rubbing Fetty, I be rubbing Fetty, Bill. I be rubbing Fetty, I be rubbing Fetty, Bill. I be rubbing Fetty, I be rubbing Fetty, Bill. Come through, act weak, nigga, get your cat. It's weezy to dime, and the bullshit I'm on. If a nigga talking dumb, I start to listen my own. Hit the 40, bleed me out, you better sound alone. Most niggas talk a lot, you gotta watch what you do. Knock a bag of nigga up, you have you locking the mood. This is summertime, cookouts and more shit too. That's why I stay by myself and just stack my bread. My kids need me around, they don't want me in there. 2 calls a week, most niggas is weak. Dudes fuck with down, live a dog, niggas is sweet. On some candy man shit, don't compare to me. And it's just the one shit, so you string them along. No one get it on their own, and once you throw them a bone, they got the session, they pop it, so they all stay on. But it's all good though, ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't let you work a little harder, put it all in your back. And get you clear from the monkey stink, can't take that. Make you feel a little better like you grinding a pack. Get your money, stack it up, and get your crib like that. I guarantee you feel better, cause you earned all that. I said, I be rubbing Fetty, I be rubbing Fetty, girl. I be rubbing Fetty, I be rubbing Fetty, girl. I be rubbing Fetty, I be rubbing Fetty, girl. Come through, act weak, make it get your cap.
It's no worry to do, why the jerk be so rude? Sound like when little kids play around my food. Junk your dog, don't go so hard. Every time it goes a fraud, when I pull old car. Guarantee to be so good, on the block service smoker. At your local corner store, then they know on the poster. Play my boy like a poster, make a pussy and choke ya. Baby, Lord, shoulda done, when my young ass approached ya. Let a brother move along, be loud about a zone. Can't nobody tell me shit, bitch. Damn, that I'm grown, did that on my own. Single fact, did the full, full long. Put outcast in the stone, did the cast and I'm gone. With some more mass burn, got the throne. Now you see the monster mash for the throne. Mass is a stone, hammers bash like a gong. We're gorilla, niggas better off fighting Kong. For the Skrilla, they run around reckless with a junk. Little nigga, the G's don't respect a little dog. Little killer, no for getting messy in the mug. All the bitties hanging on them like a necklace from a charm.
I be rubbing Fetty, I be rubbing Fetty, girl. I be rubbing Fetty, I be rubbing Fetty, girl. I be rubbing Fetty, I be rubbing Fetty, girl. Come through, act weak, make it get your cap hit weak.
That was I Be Reppin' Fettyville by Young Fresh. You know, that's where my dude was from that got killed and shit like that, man. Like I said, this show is for him tonight. You know what I mean? To all my listeners, I see y'all out there on the switchboard. I just want to get, you know, different opinions on this whole situation. Press one to go live to speak with me, you know, to vent about, you know, what you know or what you heard or what you think should be happening right now, because, you know, we got a Trayvon Martin case that, you know, was kind of crazy, and now we got a whole nother case here in small-ass Delaware where you wouldn't even think that, you know, stuff like that goes on, like a cop kills a person with no gun, and he didn't pull out, he's not in harm's way or anything like that, so, you know, press one to go live, talk to me, give me your feedback, and let me know what's going on. So, from there, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go into another track, and then we'll take some live callers. See here. What's going on here on the switchboard? By the way, it's a beautiful Thursday night. I hope everybody is enjoying themselves. We in here. Me, Got It, Visions of a Star, Reek Keys. We sipping. You know, as we should be. So, let's get into another Trizzy. Get into another Trizzy, baby. Where should we go? That's just what it is. Oh, that's what you want to hear, sir? Here we go. Coming at you right now.
Coast to coast instrumentals.
better get a pay up. Potato on the barrel when it's speaking, don't say much. You ball, but you don't play much. I'm Big Shot Chauncey, and these niggas missing layups. Flow cold garbage, these niggas need some pay cuts. Block star, goo gang on the check when you pay us. Black and clear diamonds got me looking like a raider. Nah, I don't say much. Niggas getting money, but the problem with the youngins, they don't know how to stay up. Drew Brees hustle, do it for my city, and if I make it big, then my niggas coming with me. But until that day, though, I'm sticking to the grizzly. Everybody eating, bitch, you know we get busy. Tweakers at the club, I bring them home like Griffey, and my niggas get the bread, and I ain't talking about Jiffy. And we on point with the heat, Mike Bibby. Big guards don't work against guns, Sean Libby. I'm riding in my expo, my bad bitch with me. My buzz through the roof, you couldn't blast this quickly. I'm balling on you niggas, you just mad you can't stick me. Trying to get up in my league, but nobody gon' pick me. I'm Goo Gang C, dig a hole if you don't dig me. Sacks on deck, pal, that's how I'm living.
Bitch, I'm balling with no sleeves. My jeans are seven with no crease.
Yeah.
Art gallery on my arm, a whole sleeve.
Yeah.
My block is hot, I make it pop with no grease. Bitch, I'm ballin' with no sleeves. My block is hot, I make it pop with no grease.
I walk with the goons and confide in the ace. When my slugs get sleepy, let them lie in his face. For that Monopoly money, I'ma park at his place. Tell him to empty everything and start with the safe. I'm wavy, no water, I'm on dry land. First you give me neck work, then touch it like an iPad. If I hurt you when I'm stroking, then that's my bad. But I got that grade A, come and join my class. He won't believe me till he see me when I fly past. Pockets on chunky, yours looking more like bypass. Talking all that pipe shit, them little niggas put them on like a light switch. I be making hits, yeah, that everybody likes it. The Dutchies that I'm rolling, they be longer than a nightstick. They be longer than a nightstick. They be longer than a nightstick.
Bitch, I'm ballin' with no sleeves. My jeans are seven with no crease.
Yeah.
Art gallery on my arm, a whole sleeve.
Yeah.
My block is hot, I make it pop with no grease. Bitch, I'm ballin' with no sleeves. My block is hot, I make it pop with no grease.
Yep, bitch, I'm ballin'. You know how that shit go. Let's get into some more tracks. Ain't nobody one press one yet to go live and speak on this matter. So, we just gonna do it like this. Right into some more people. Over there, young boy. Right there. Where should we go? Okay. We got somebody wanna go live. 912-512. You live with everybody. Holla at me. Yo. What's up? What's up?
Shit, man. Chilling, man. What's good with you?
Cooling, my good nigga. Who this?
This Jay Dirty from Georgia, man. What's good?
Jay Dirty. What's up, man? Now, we got a little situation going on up here, man. In Delaware, you feel me? The cops killed one of my homies on some other shit, you feel me? And that's just basically what my show was dedicated to him. You know what I'm saying? And all
okay,
that.
Okay.
I'm just in here, you know what I mean? And I just want some type of justice to go on. I want people to be heard, like niggas is protesting and all that. So I just want your whole input on what do you think about, even though you don't know when you're not up here, how does it sound to you, Jay Dirty?
You talking about the Trayvon Martin thing?
Nah, see, in Delaware, one of my homies got killed by the police a couple days ago. So it's almost like the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So if the shoe was on the other foot and one of your homies got killed by the cops and he ain't pull out no gun or nothing crazy like that, like, how would you take it? Give me some input.
I'd be a little pissed about that, man. You know, I don't really like the law, first of all, though. You know, it ain't no, I'm trying to be hard, nothing like that. I really just don't like the law, though, because they done got so dumb nowadays. They ain't looking for justice no more. Now they just doing whatever the fuck they feel like doing, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes they in the right, sometimes they in the wrong, man, you know what I'm saying? And in that case, you know, if he ain't had no weapons on or anything, then they was damn going the wrong, you know what I'm saying? But they got faces for a reason, man. You're supposed to
Right. I hear you, bro.
They got a damn taser gun and a nightstick for a reason, man. That's what they ain't got to kill nobody. These motherfuckers, some of these cops be wanting to kill people just for nothing, man, like for real.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, you know, like, I think to myself, like, how does that cop feel? Like, does he go home like, yeah, I just bodied a nigga? Or, like, does he even think about it at all? Like, how does he sleep at night?
Nah,
you know,
man, you know, he's just like every other killer, dog. You know, if a murderer goes out there and kills somebody, man, they don't have no remorse about it. If a cop kills somebody, you know, then apparently if he ain't had no reason to kill him, then he's just a murderer in my eyes. And murderers don't feel no remorse for killing nobody, you know what I'm saying? We got to let God handle him, man. There ain't much we can do about it, you know. But he's going to get his, man. Believe that.
Right, man. I appreciate you calling in, man. What you want me to spin? You want me to spin some of your music?
Hey, man, if that's what you feel like playing, I have no problem with it, homie.
All right, say no more. I got you. You can either stay on the line. I'm going to take another call. I'll come back with you.
I'm locked in, bro.
All right, and I got you. I'm going to spin your music. All right, my nigga?
All right, appreciate you, man.
No problem, brother. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, no doubt.
We're going to take another caller, 302-765, in a couple seconds. Just give me a couple seconds so I can get you in here. You know what I'm saying?
Can I hit that black?
Damn, that's my black. You going to hit it like? All right, we're going to take another caller, 302-765. You live with Herb Ock. Holla at your boy. Who this?
It's Graham, man. What's up?
What's up, bro?
Love, man. Just chilling
as up. As you should. What's good?
Man, a little of this, a little of that. I hear cakes
what?
In the background. Joy shit.
Listen, well, before we get into a dick swinging competition,
right.
This show is dedicated to my homie that got killed by the police.
I know, man.
So hold up. Let me tell you how I feel, and then you tell me how you feel, all right?
I'm going to tell you how I feel.
All right, so listen, right? Oh.
Come on, dog. Why you disrespect this shit, dog?
Yeah, that's drawling. Anyway, listen, right? We got the whole Trayvon Martin shit going on, and then the police fucking killed homie for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't have shit on him or nothing like that. Now he's gone, a father of three.
How I feel about it?
Yeah, man.
That shit crazy, man. Me, speaking for me, you know, I just got hit. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So, I really ain't feeling none of that shit. If he ain't have nothing to do with nothing, you know what I mean? Let that man go, man. It was daytime, under like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, it was 4:20 in the afternoon, my man.
So that mean it was sunlight out and they seen that man ain't had none. So,
right, you
already
right.
know, that's some dirty cop shit, man. Like, when I got shot, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody come talk to me. They just do what they do and they live life.
Yeah.
They live life. Ain't nobody come ask me who shot me, this and that, you know what I'm saying? So, I feel like it's just everyday life, man. It should get regular to me. It's kind of crazy, right?
I mean,
kind
it's
of crazy that it's getting regular.
Yeah, it's crazy because you would think, like, that type of shit go on somewhere else, but when it hit a small state like Delaware, like, you know what I'm saying? This is not back in times where cops are not getting rocked right now. So, like, why are they rocking niggas? You feel me?
Because, you know, they be on some scary shit, man. Cops, you know what I mean? They do got a hard job, man, but niggas ain't got to get rocked during the day, man.
Nah, not at all.
Niggas shooting niggas during the day, man. Nigga got a family. I mean, shit crazy. They ain't doing their real job. They run around trying to harass niggas that's living regular lives, man. We just out here trying to maintain, man. It's probably a nigga outside of a bank where they walk in or something. They doing some shit like that. They ain't stopping real niggas from doing something. You know what I'm saying? They just stereotyping niggas.
Straight up and down.
Yeah, me. That's what I said, man.
Right, they supposed to protect and serve. They fucking serving niggas out here ain't protecting shit.
Yeah. Nigga gotta protect themselves nowadays. It's getting real. Nigga, you might want to start latching at the cops. They want to pull you over for 10. You might want to start latching at them nowadays.
Yeah, if they on that tip.
Uh-huh.
You could be reaching for your registration and they give you a wiggy. Oh, I thought you had a gun.
Yup.
Come on, man. That's crazy.
But you already know how I feel, man.
Once again, thanks for calling in, bro. You want to request something? Some Block Star shit or whatever?
I want to hear some shit from Cakes, man. I want to hear some shit from my man Cakes, man. I love his bars, man.
All right, say no more, man.
If you can, let me hear some of that Bobby Dimes, man. I want to hear some Airplane Mode shit.
All right, I got you on that, too. All right, yeah. I got you, bro. You can either stick around or, you know, do what you do.
I'll be listening.
All right, say no more.
All right, boy.
There it is, another caller right there. You feel me? Like, from Delaware, you know, in the mix. Know what's going on, you know what I'm saying? So, I do not know what's going on. I don't want no trouble. They might be listening to my show tonight, but fuck it. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? So, let's get into another caller. 813-662. You live with your boy Herb.
What's up? How you doing?
Chilling. What's going on, baby?
Nothing much. Chilling. I was just checking you out, wondering what the topic of conversation is. Just called up, so.
Who is this again, sweetheart?
Baby girl from the 813.
Hey, baby girl from the 813.
Hey.
You know what the crazy part is?
What?
I was going to get in touch with you because the topic of the show tonight is we're trying to get justice in Delaware because the police killed one of my homies, you know, for basically no apparent reason. And I wanted you to, sing something, you know, for the introduction of the show tonight.
Oh.
And, you know, I've been running around all crazy, so I really couldn't I really couldn't even fucking find your contacts.
Right.
I never took the time to find you, you know, so I can tell you, you know what I mean? Because I've been doing a lot, so...
Right,
but that being
right.
said, you still can bless the show, you feel me, with, you know, some type of melody, you know what I mean, if you can. But if you can't, you could just stick around and, you know, rock with us.
Okay, well, my kids are running behind like baboons, so when I put them to sleep, I can sure bless you. That's no problem.
All right, say no more, sweetheart. You can either stay online or call back, okay?
Okay, that's cool.
All right. I appreciate you, baby.
No problem.
All right. Yeah, that was baby girl from 813 ATL in the house. No. Matter of fact, that was Florida, Tampa, Miami, I believe, somewhere down there in Florida. That's my homie.
Man,
right. Yeah, that was out of state, you know. So, like I said, man, you know, the topic is fucking, we're trying to get justice for my homie, you know what I'm saying, that passed away, got killed by the police. You know what I'm saying, on some fluke shit. Don't nobody know what's going on. They trying to cover up, you know, the whole investigation and all that. Hold on. Yeah, come on. Go ahead. Say what you got to say.
So this is what I got to say, man. And this is the boy Cakes, man. I'm in the studio with my man Herbox, showing him some love, man. Shout out to my man Grams and all them that's listening. Shout out to all his listeners. You feel me? Like, this right here is a touching topic, man. That man is a... He was a family man, you feel me? He wasn't into no trouble. He was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. But, like, it's crazy that these cops, these people who's supposed to be protecting the justice, you feel me? They supposed to be protecting the people. You know what I mean? I'm kind of swervy, yeah. But right now, you know what I mean, we talking about some real talk, though. Like, that man wasn't doing nothing wrong. Why he had to lose his life? At 4:20 in the PM, you feel me? That's just crazy to me. That's all I had to say, man. Like, his daughters and his kids ain't never gonna know what they pop. You know what I mean? You never know how. I mean, that fucks up people's families. Like, you never know what that man baby mom gonna be like 5 years from now because he ain't around. You feel me?
Right, right.
That's real talk. Like, you know what I mean? That shit crazy. That shit crazy as shit to me, dog. Like, so, like, because I know if he shot one of them, everybody already know what would have happened to that man. If he would have shot one of them cops, niggas already know what would have happened to that man.
Yeah. They would have told him underneath of the jail.
Under. But we ain't going to say no more, man. Herbach, man, get back into your show. Listeners, they ain't trying to hear me.
Right. I mean, well, you know, everybody has an opinion, man. We got to get, voices has to be heard. We can't just keep chalking this shit up, man, real shit, because, you know what I mean, what happened if it's one of your family members or something like that, somebody close, somebody real, real close to you, man, you know what I'm saying? So, we're going to spin some more fucking music, man. It's a fucking slow night, man, you know what I mean? I don't know if I'm going to turn it up in here or not. I would like to, but, you know what I mean, it's a touchy subject, you know what I mean? So, let's get into this other track right now.
Frack, frack gang. Frack, 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 frack gang. Frack, 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 frack. F-R-A-T,
you niggas can't take me off my grind.
Off my grind.
I'm chasing paper, stacking every dime.
Every dime.
Middle finger up to all you haters.
All you haters.
Bidding about money, see you later. I'm gone.
That's just what it is. That's just what it is.
Frack gang up in this bitch.
That's just what it is. That's just what it is. That's just what it is.
Take the time out, tell you niggas what the fuck it is. Got it, I post in the trap, no shenanigans when I handle this. My money long and my team straight, scat on me when I move, mate. All the little stripper girls want the cake, put the seat, taking my shoe late. Damn, I got them saying got it on some other shit. I get the product by the boatload, mother shit. In other words, in the order I can cover it. So boot up, I got that white girl. And it's just for you crack pipe, so holla at me if you're trying to get right.
Trying to get right, nigga, holla at me, man. Real shit, frat gang, we in here, nigga. Take that, nigga. Fuck out of here, boy. Real shit.
You niggas can't take me off my grind.
That's just what it is.
I'm chasing paper, stacking every dime.
That's just what it is.
Middle finger up to all you haters.
That's just what it is.
If it ain't about money, see you later.
That's just what it is. That's just what it is. That's just what it is.
Frack gang up in this bitch.
That's just what it is. That's just what it is. That's just what it is.
Baby, I got you. You feel me? Three bitches, two niggas, let's get it shaking. No oven, but I'm heavy baking. Don't get it mistaken, I'm a soul reaper. So these shallow bitches, I'm fucking taking. Stop hating, you dumb bitch, I don't need that. My louder than the studio. Yo, y'all niggas recording it. You niggas lame, eat dick, swallow eggs. Bitches wanna drink my flavor just like lemonade. I need a bitch to dress like a French maid. Roll my blunts and twist my homie braids. I leave the battles unsaved. It's the frat gang ninjas, we leave you all shell shocked. You made an accident, I get money. Fry bot, who's hot? I'm hot. I'm a burning blunt. You trying to eat, but you're not hot. You still fucking with all of them cold spots. It's fight against the world. Who wants to be turned in the corner? A quick combo with an ill bomb. Waiting to cop the new J's, but bills gotta get paid. Bitches gotta get laid. There's not enough time in the day.
You niggas can't take me off my grind.
That's just what it is.
I'm chasing paper, stacking every dime.
That's just what it is.
Middle finger up to all you haters.
That's just what it is.
If it ain't about money, see you later.
That's just what it is. That's just what it is. That's just what it is.
Frack gang up in this bitch.
That's just what it is. That's just what it is. That's just what it is.
Frack gang up in this bitch.
That's just what it is.
Come on.
That's just what it is. By the boy, got it, Reek, frat gang, all that, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get into some more music. I see I got some callers that want to go live. I mean, you know, press one. You know what I'm saying? Stay on the line. You can't talk to me if you don't press one. You diggy?
Cheer.
I say you know the deal, you need a goon, shout it, that's 100 and real, ain't fucking with these lanes, come on, let's get this money, and I ain't gotta ask her, I know she riding for me, yeah, I know she down, call her my gangster boo, she fucking with the real, no, not them wankster dudes, I like to show off, let them see what they missing, now they mad at me, but fuck them, I ain't tripping, yeah, she certified. She'll ride or die. She do this shit for real. Homie, why would I lie? Ain't never gotta tell her. She riding off the rip. She say she grinding with me. We both chasing chips. Ass her tighten them jeans. Wanna smash it for D. My eyes glued to that ass like I'm watching TV. Thought it all was a dream, cause she was out of my league. She shining super hard like the sun at the beach.
I don't care what they say about my baby.
I'm holding her down. I told her she with me, and now I'm making sound. She know my game tight. I keep it real with her. Ain't got no time to lie. I don't be flexing with her. Ain't like them little lanes. I keep it straight, honey. She got that pro head game. I told her I love it. She done told me she ain't fucking with me for them duckies. She say she want a man. That's why I'm the one she fuck with. Don't bring her to clubs with me. I won't disrespect her. Cause me dancing with them hoes, I know it's disrespectful. But she don't even trip. She tell me do whatever. But she said there's gonna be hell to pay if she ever catch her. She don't play no shit. That's why I'm fucking with her. And she ain't drama ridden. So don't bring that drama with her. Ain't no doubt about it. Lil' mama down for real. She that gangster chick. Now you know the deal.
I've seen a lot of things in my life.
Yep. You know who that was? The boy J Dirty featuring Tina. He might be a gangster. He might. He just might. Real talk. Shout out to J Dirty and the whole movement that he doing. I'm bringing you back on the line so he can, you know, shout his links out and all that shit. Let y'all know where you calling from and how you can get in touch with him. J Dirty, I'm about to bring you back on the line. You ready?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
All right. Shout your links out, man. Tell them where they can find you and all that shit.
You can listen to my music and get some free downloads at ReverbNation.com/JDirty. That's J-D-U-R-T-Y. And you can get at me on Facebook at Facebook.com/JustinJDirtyMyers. And you can get me on Twitter at Twitter.com/TheCountryBoss. That's country with a K. And you can get at Tina, man. Just hit me up on Facebook if you want to get a hold of Tina, man. I don't really know none of the links right now, but if you want to get a hold of Tina, man, for a feature or whatever, get at me on Facebook or Twitter, man, and I'll hook it up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And where you based out of again, Jay Dirty?
I'm from Georgia, man. Claxton, Georgia, Southside.
Shout out to Georgia.
Georgia.
Nigga, I'm up Delaware.
Oh, really?
We're doing it from Delaware to Georgia. Shout out to Georgia and Jay Dirty, man.
Oh, really?
All right, baby, you stay online with me, man. I spin all your tracks tonight. You hear me?
I got you, homie. I'm locked in, man.
All right, say no more, bro. Let me see here. Where am I going to go to? 302-397. No. Matter of fact, we're going to go to 302-983. You live with your boy Herb. Holla at me. You.
You, what's happening?
What's up with you? Who this?
This Hammer's on deck, Cash App.
Hammer's on deck. Nina over there. Right there.
The
what's up with
the
you?
Building. What's good with you, bro?
Man, you know, cooling, man. What's up with you, man? You know what's going on. I know you, I'm pretty sure you, you know, it's filled in on the whole situation. Our whole, the topic of the night is
justice for Jig.
You know what I'm saying? Like, police killed this man and all that, and it ain't right. Like, you know, niggas is just, like, dropping like flies, and it's not even on no gang shit or no other shit. Like, how the fuck can the cops just kill somebody and think that it's cool?
Yeah, they get all rah-rah when somebody kill one of them and start making their own movement and shit. But they don't want us to make our movement when they do shit out of line and out of pocket. You feel me?
Yeah, man.
Speak of the whole situation on there, though. I know I'm not fucking touched by the whole situation that happened. But they're making it real uneasy for a nigga. They don't know how to act when they pull us over. You feel me? We don't know how they're going to treat us. We got to give them the idea of what we got to do. You feel me?
Right. I appreciate you calling in, bro. I don't think you sent me none of your music, but shot your links out to where they can find you at so they can hear you.
I'm definitely going to shoot them to you. I was just stopping in, you feel me? I said, shit, I know people got this shit going on, so let me just check in a shoddy mouth, see what's happening. You know?
Totally, bro.
Yeah, but everybody can go on YouTube and check my music out. Hammers on deck, Mr. Tip That Pussy, Mr. On Fire, Mr. Take Your Shoes Off. I got all that.
As you should. Would you say, Mr. What That Pussy?
Mr. Tip That. Tip That Pussy, Tip That Pussy, Tip That Pussy.
Hey! I seen the video. You was definitely, you had him in there shaking, tipping that pussy.
You definitely got to get him loose. The Rose and that Great Goose to do so.
Right, though. I mean, if you want to, you know, stay online, man. I'm going to let these motherfuckers, you know, feel your pain if you got some bars to spit for me. You hear me?
All right,
bro.
DJ, you can play another love song.
Yeah, man, we in here, man. Delaware in the motherfucking building tonight, man. I'm gonna bring Goo Gang C back in, see what he's talking about, get his whole input on it.
Yeah.
What's up with you? What's up with the what's up, man? You know, the topic is justice for Jig tonight, man. A homie of mine is from down this way that got popped by the boys, one shot kill, and now don't nobody know what the fuck's going on, dog.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, like another like Trayvon Martin, John. Like, I just don't understand what the fuck is going on. Like, how can they just handle niggas like that? You feel me?
Their color, man. They don't give a fuck about us.
Is that what it is, man?
I guess it gotta be.
It's a motherfucking conspiracy theory. To take out the black man. To take out the black man. I'm ready to throw on my Malcolm X glasses and start making speeches and shit. You hear me?
That's what niggas gotta get on.
Real shit, man, because, like, you know, it's just going to be like niggas is just, you know, taking it on the chin, like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, what can we do? Like, but nah, a lot of niggas been standing up, man. They've been protesting, and, you know, Pastor D, shout out to Pastor D. He done came out, and, you know, he's trying to speak for the people, as he should. You know what I'm saying? We need somebody. We need somebody like him behind us, you know what I mean? That you know, that niggas listen to and that people, you know, can adapt to and, you know, come down to his level or he can come down to our level and, you know, just get us right where we need to be, get justice for this man's family, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. I appreciate you calling in, man. You know, what you want to do tonight? It's Goo Gang C night, you know what I'm saying? You can stay with me and give me all your bars that you have in your body.
It's whatever.
Real shit. It's a takeover.
Let's hear something right now in our spot. Everybody fucking listening. Let's hear something.
You know who that was.
Right now?
You know who that was, right?
I know who that was.
All right, yeah. You on the spot, nigga. Drop something right now.
Check. I said, I done seen it all from the wall to the window. Started spitting bars, showing off for my sisters. Try and lay bars on Adobe Audition. Me and Arnaz spitting in Brick's Kitchen. You niggas live a funny life. I'm trying to get my money right, my seed and my honey right. You with it till it's sunny, right? But really got a job at Mickey D's on a Monday night. The whip husky, you niggas look dusty. Rapping about the hard life, I can see that you struggling. I drop a tape, that's the definition of bubbling. I can do this in my sleep, my nigga. This shit nothing.
Easy, it's nothing. Hey, yo, I was about to stop you. Don't give them too much, man, because if niggas ain't got bars tonight, I'm not even going to let you go ahead and smash niggas.
Goo Gang C,
Blockstar.
Right. You know I'm in here.
Goo Gang C, Blockstar, 273, Newcastle, Delaware.
I know
Delaware.
You recognize the
Blockstar
voice, and I know that all the 302 people, the callers, recognize my voice.
Ha-ha. Bitch, we out here.
I fuck with that Got It, too, man.
You already know what's going on with Got It, man.
Yeah, I'm fucking
with I'm going to open up, man.
Yeah, we need some more of that in the street.
I'm giving bars out tonight. For my baby Herb, I give rest in peace, Jigga, my nigga. And we ain't talking about Hov.
Nope.
He was something like him. Hov.
Justice for Jig, man. No games being played, man. Like, you know, I didn't even get that high today so I can be focused on this show so I can drop some positive knowledge on the people, man, because, like, a lot of motherfuckers really, like, you know, if they didn't care about them, they really don't give a fuck about what's going on in this world and society today, man. Like, I'm not no dumb nigga, you feel me? But I'm not the smartest nigga. But at the same time, I know that, you know, that shit wasn't right, my man. You feel me?
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, what you want me to spin? What you want me to spin, bro?
What you got up there for me?
I got whatever you got. I don't think I got Rose.
Yeah, Rose need to be spent, man.
Rose, I told y'all to send me that shit, dog.
You got working girl.
Well, I don't know why you didn't send that. Hold on, I'm going to tell you exactly what I got.
I'm trying to hear Mugger Sticks.
We don't got Mugger Sticks.
We got Bougie.
We got Takeoff. We got the Bricks NPR shit. We got Fuck Your Feelings.
You missed Bitch, I'm Ballin'.
Yeah, we already spun Bitch, I'm Ballin'.
Already, huh?
Yeah, you feel me? Like, we in here. Why not?
You need to spin that Takeoff. Shout out to Brick. Shout out to Arnaz. Spin that Takeoff. Get them in the cipher.
All right, say no more. I'm going to take a call. I'm going to take one caller, and then I'll spin that shit for you, all right? Stay on the line for me, baby. It's a takeover with Goo Gang C, Blockstar 273. Stand the fuck up. I'm about to go live with it. Okay, we got a 302 in here. 302-442, you live. right now with your boy Herb. Holla at me.
Hey, bro. How are you?
What's up, baby? Who that?
Taze.
Hey, Taze.
How are you?
I'm fine. You know what? I really appreciate you calling in. You always call in every show I have. This is my third show. You know what? When I blow, I'm going to take you on a trip, girl.
Aww.
Real shit. Real shit, because, you know, I love the support that you're giving me. You feel me?
I'm supposed to. This is what I'm supposed to do.
That's and that's right. You know what I'm saying? And me and you don't talk on a regular basis or nothing like that. You feel me? Like, you just picked up on a tweet or something off of Facebook, and you just show love. That's what real motherfuckers do. Real bitches do that. You feel me?
Yeah.
Not to say, you know, bitch in a disrespectful way, but you know. Yeah, you already know. You know what type of time we on. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, being though it's Goo Gang C Takeover Night, it's Jig for Justice Night. Do you have any type of input that you want to, you know, say about this whole situation, how the police, you know, killed this black father of three in the streets for no reason in the daytime, unarmed and all that?
The crazy part about it is 9 times out of 10, they're going to try to make him seem like he was the bad guy, going to try to paint this picture. You know, I've been trying to follow the story because I feel like, you know, like everybody supported Trayvon Trayvon Martin. Well, now it's time to rock out for Jig. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is not even a watch man. This is the police, people that are supposed to protect and serve for us. And they're killing us off as much as, you know what I mean, anybody else in the street. Nah, like, where they do that at? So, you know, whatever marches is going on, whatever protest is going on, I support it wholeheartedly. If I can't be there, I'm going to be there in spirit. I'm going, you know, like, I just feel like that's crazy. Like, cops, they shouldn't be able to do none of this at all. It's like they're trying to get away with it. Nah, like, the cops is on leave, but they still getting paid. No, like, where did, no, that's, to me, the whole situation is mind-boggling. It's crazy.
It really is. Are the cops on leave? I'm not sure of that. Do you know that for a fact?
They put them on, if I'm not mistaken, it's called administrative duty. But that's still, you know what I mean, like, you still working. Like, you know what I mean? That man is dead and gone. His kids can't see him no more. His mom got a burial. No, like, you should be sitting at home with no cash until this is solved. Like,
right.
That's real crazy.
Or they should just make that cop come out Brookline and let niggas give him a fair one. Everybody. He got square up with the whole Brookline and let niggas give him a fair one. And he just get knocked the fuck out plenty of times. Like, real shit.
Yeah. Ain't nobody already that.
You seen how they did Rodney King?
Yeah.
Did him dirty. And they didn't even kill him.
Keep supporting, pretty much. Like, until justice is served, it took Trayvon Martin to get, it's not even his case not even completely over. But just like, you know, that was internet, everybody knew it around the world, we need to put his name out there too, because that's crazy. That's crazy. And how they try to interrogate his mom, I wasn't feeling that.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. Like, you know, I'm just trying to do the right thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I knew him personally. We talked a lot of times. It's not like it's just somebody I bumped into, you know what I'm saying? And it's just crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy how you could be here one day and go on tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, that is completely crazy.
But stay locked in with us, baby, okay?
I am, and excuse me, Block Star C, I asked for Mother's Day, so I asked Britt to put it on, to send it in for the show to be played. I want to hear, so y'all need to start sending the music or it's going to be a problem.
What, Mooga Sticks?
Yes.
All right, we're going to get that on there. I don't know why niggas ain't send me that shit. You know, just like I said, I can't chase niggas down for their music. That's all they got to do is take 2 minutes out of their time.
Yup, and here, if you on here, you need to take your shoes off. Why your music not in the tent? And you D.E. Come on now.
Right, niggas ain't gonna be satisfied until I take the fuck off, and then they gonna be like, oh, you want some other shit, V? Mm-hmm. Nigga, suck my dick, nigga. I post that shit every week.
y'all.
I post that shit every week. Niggas out here keep playing in the streets thinking it's a fucking game. You feel me? Niggas is getting shot. Niggas is getting killed. When shit get real, shit get real. I'm telling you. Justice for Jig, though, man. I ain't gonna go to the right. I'm gonna go to the left. Well, I'm gonna go to the right, not the left. Mm-hmm. But stay on the line, baby. All right.
All right. Love you, brother.
I love you too, baby. Another caller, 612-245. You live with your boy, Hurry Bach. Holler at me. Yep. What's up,
Hurry
baby?
Bach.
What's up?
What up?
How you doing?
I'm just getting in the crib. You know, I've been riding around listening to you.
Okay. Well, do you need time to, you know, get yourself together, or do you want to hit this topic up that I got in rotation right now?
Yeah, I need to get myself together.
Okay, all right. Well, I keep you on, and I'll check back in with you in about, what, 10 minutes, 20 minutes?
I'll go ahead and mute my phone, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Shout out to Miss Queen T. That's my co-host, my beautiful co-host, Miss Queen T, Minnesota in the building. We got Jay Dirty in the building. You know, from down south, the East Coast, the Midwest. I mean, like, it speaks for itself. Like, ain't no frauding going on here. You hear the accents when you hear other motherfuckers talk. Turn your music up. It's going to get heard. It's going to get played. At the same time, we try and get a little bit of justice, man. I'm just trying to do it. I'm trying to do a little positive thing tonight. You feel me? If you hating, like, kill yourself. Like, real shit, man.
Go ahead, Hate. Let them know what's up.
Yeah, I mean, I got something to say. You know what I mean? As you know, tonight is, you know, Justice for Jig. And my man was killed for no apparent reason. You know, people got to change their perspective, man, on life. What's really going on and pay attention. You know what I mean? Our vice president, man, is from Delaware. That says a lot. You know, Trayvon Martin, the whole Trayvon Martin case down in Florida, you know what I mean? Everybody protesting for that. I know we're a small state, but damn, our vice president is from Delaware. We got to get justice, man. We have to get justice. You know what I mean? He with Barack Obama every day. Every fucking day.
Single day.
Every day. You know what I mean? So, you know, I ain't going to go into all the details. I can get real, real powerful with this conversation about
what's
really going the fuck on. You know what I mean? If you read the article and shit, you know what I mean? How the cops released it to the media, you know, it's crazy. You know, it's a lot of fishy shit. It's a lot of fishy shit going on.
Talk about
you know,
the
they,
witness.
Yeah,
talk
you know, the
about
witness.
Talk about what they told the witness.
They, you know, the first witness that's next door right to the house where it happened, at, you know, they tell the witness, you know, you can't talk about anything. You can't even have a, you know, freedom of speech about what happened. They didn't even want the witness that was right there to say anything, but you got a witness seven houses down that can get interviewed and talk. If you don't know reality and what's really going on, and just by how they put that article together, kill yourself. You know what I mean? So, that you know, that's real crazy. You know what I mean? It's, you know what I mean? People got to, you know, stand up and, you know what I mean, not give up on this whole situation, because at the end of the day, this could be somebody close to you. And, you know, I just hugged this man the night of the Mayweather fight and was talking to him. And, damn, a couple of days later, he gone. I mean, it's just crazy, man. It's real, real crazy. And, my prayers is going out to his mom and the family, the whole hood. You know what I mean? And, you know, you can be a part of this, too, by speaking up. Signing a pension. You know, we got like a little pension going on online. I don't got the site on me right now, but you can sign this pension and you can help us get justice for Jig, man.
Petition.
Let me correct that. I'm sorry. I'm a little wavy over here. You know what I mean? Like South Beach.
Yeah, man. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. We're going to play a track and then we're going to take some more callers. You know what I'm saying? We'll be playing that. Take off?
Take off.
Here we go.
Put something in your cup.
It's time to go. I might take off with your job, have her smoking something strong and everything she got. She take off, yeah, each and every night I take off. Clear the runway, I'm about to take flight. I take off, I might take off with your job, have her sitting far and strong and everything she got. Oh, she take off.
Best acknowledge I'm hot. I don't slip, I got grip like them hospital socks. Yo, chick of Joe's breast, give me popsicle top. Her neck jerking, plenty slurping, I think got me the mop. The way she bouncing on the boy, I made me need some shots. A new suspension when she dipping and making it drop. She says she got some bills that's overdue, she might eat some rock. But I'm a player, though, Captain Saber, oh sorry, I'm not. I just stick to what I know best. Doing when I'm post up, mixing my Vans with pro meth. Way before a soldier, boy flow cold, but it gets plenty colder. Bad chick on my shoulder, walk around with a nose up. Watch how you approach, just my man might got that toaster. Niggas trying to wrestle till I pull it out and wreck you and knock a faggot wig off. Do you like you go to real recognize who? I don't think they know.
Take off, yeah, nigga, get it right. I take off, clear the runway, I'm about to take flight. I take off, take off. I might take off with your job, have her smoking something strong and everything she got on. She take off, yeah. Each and every night I take off, clear the runway, I'm about to take flight. I take off, I might take off with your job, have her sitting far and strong and everything she got on. She take off.
Black star in the sky, you know we stay high. Spend a couple dollars on our legs, you know we stay fly. Few bad bitches round me, you might wanna stay by. We don't know no rules, so the streets is what we play by. They don't fuck with you, they don't got no love for you. Like your ex nigga, we done had enough for you. We catching W's, you in the lost column. When it's a fucking drought, you know the boss got them. Prepare for takeoff. This my G5. Bricks roll that weed and play our shit. That's how we ride. Crispy in my Levi's. Free my old GY. On the road to riches, all that bullshit we just see by. Been getting mugger, we just turned it into goo. Got me looking at these niggas like, who the fuck are you? You just take a number two. So you don't wanna stand there. Tell my pilot, take off. Cause we don't wanna land there.
Take off. Yeah, nigga, get it right. I take off. Hit a runway, I'm about to take flight. I take off. Take off. I might take off with your job. Have her smoking something strong and everything she got on. She take off. Take off. Yeah, each and every night I take off. Hit a runway, I'm about to take flight. I take off. Take off. I might take off with your job. Have her sitting far and strong and everything she got on. She take off.
Yeah, I take off. Gang say, Blockstar Bricks, Blockstar Nizzy, my young boss, spinning that shit, Delaware in the building. You already know. Like I said, man, the show tonight is Justice for Jig, man. I see a lot of Delaware callers online, man. Just press one. Like, how can you not press one right now to like, give a little bit of input on what's going on? Like one of our own kind was fucking murdered in the streets. Like, what if that was your brother? What if that was your uncle? What if that was your cousin? Like, what would you do? Like, how would you feel at 4:20 p.m.? That's like, you know, your kids are still in the daycare at 4:20. You know what I mean? So, my like, just, yeah, you know what I mean? So, like, just press one and give a little bit of input on, you know, if you just tuned in. The topic is night. The topic for the night is Justice for Jig. One of my good brothers that got killed in these streets of Delaware, by the police, and we just want, you know, we want somebody to, you know, give us some type of input on what they think about that whole situation, man, because I don't think it's right. You know what I'm saying? Usually my show, we snap out on here, go in and all that, rap battles and raps and all that, but, like, this shit ain't right, man. So I got to fucking say something, man, you know what I mean? Closed mouth don't get fed, man. 323-216, you ready to go live with me right now?
Yo,
what up,
yo?
Bach, what's happening, man? It's Hocus Pocus.
What's up, HP? What's up, my nigga?
Hey, Mush, I just wanted to comment on what the topic was. You know, I want to say rest in peace. My condolences go to you and the family of, you know what I'm saying, your boy Jig or whatnot. But I definitely can relate because I lost my brother Murdoch, rest in peace, back in 2004, you know, off the same thing. The sheriff killed him, and, you know, it was pretty much nothing we could do about it. They killed him. Nobody had to pay a price for it. They still work for law enforcement, you know, and he didn't have any weapons on him or anything. So I definitely know what you're going through, and I just think that the justice system here in America is faulty, and I don't know what's going to change it other than the people, you know what I mean, protesting and making the change. You know, we have to be the ones to make that change, because if we leave it up to government, it's never going to change. It's going to always stay the same, you know?
Yes, sir, Hocus Pocus. That was some real powerful words, man. I'm glad you pressed one. And, you know what I mean? We needed that. We needed that. Real shit, yo. We needed you, you know, to – and where are you calling from, HP? Let them know where you're calling from.
Yeah, I'm calling out here in Los Angeles, California, 323 in the building. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a lot of faulty law enforcement out here. You know, we have sheriffs and LAPD out here, you know, and none of them care about us. Just like MJ said, they don't give a fuck about us, you know? For real.
Right. And my man is calling from Cali. Like, I know, like, being though we from so small of a state from Delaware, like, niggas probably, some niggas wouldn't even be able to fucking survive in Cali, HB. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't, like, I'm just keeping it real. Like, you know, just from the shit, like, that you see on TV and hear in the news, like, niggas won't even be able to survive over there. You know what I'm saying? So I could just imagine the shit that goes on over there. You feel me? And I really appreciate you, you know what I mean, dropping that good fucking wisdom on me and calling up and, you know what I'm saying, like, just showing your support, man, because closed mouth don't get fed, man. Everybody just sitting back listening, like, you got, people got to say something. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, for real, for real. I think everyone should be should voice their opinions. If they feel a certain way about a situation, don't be scared, you know what I'm saying? Don't just go around always biting your tongue. You know, it's the right time and place for everything, but sometimes that time is now, you know what I mean? Voice your opinion and let these law enforcement officers know what they're doing is not right, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not even going to say write the mayor, write letters and shit, because they don't look at them letters anyway. Go out there and show them what it is, you know what I'm saying? Go out there and let it be known. We not feeling this. I'm not feeling all my brothers and sisters that's dying, you know what I'm saying? Off of what?
Right.
Just because or because they're a minority, you know what I mean?
Crazy, man. Crazy.
Yeah. I
appreciate it. Yeah. Hocus Pocus. Hocus Pocus, a real nigga, you feel me?
I tuned in it.
Yeah, this is the one. Yeah, yeah.
I tuned in it. The Hocus Pocus before, man. I'm feeling what you're talking about, man. You're keeping it 1,000 with these folks out here, man.
As he should. You know, he's one of the radio show hosts, No Good Hump Days, Hocus Pocus. He's one of the niggas that I called in. I used to call him, you feel me? That's my peoples, you know what I mean? Brothers for life, and we ain't never even met each other, you know?
Straight up.
On some real shit, man. I really appreciate that, HP. You got something on the switchboard you want me to spin for you? Because you know I'm going to spin it.
Okay. You know what? Speaking of this, because we in a wartime right now, go on ahead and hit them off with that war. Hocus Pocus.
And that's what it's on the switchboard as?
Yes, sir. It's spelled under my name, HPOKUS, the number 2. War.
Okay, I see it. I'm going to take a call on it. I'm going to spin that track for you. All right, bro?
Oh, for sure. Let's get it.
You can stay. You can stick around with me if you want or whatever. Just let me know, okay?
Tuned in, bro. I'm locked in right now.
All right. Say no more. I'm about to take another call out of the 302-893. You are live with the boy Herb Izzle. Yo.
Yo, what's good, man? It's it, man.
HIT, what's up, my nigga? What you doing, baby?
Man, you know, right now I'm in North Carolina riding with that boy Low Scales, man. We going to hit the studio right now, man.
As you should, man. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, good looking. I seen the status, man. I just want to say, you know what I mean? People feeling real, you know what I mean? People just feeling real fucked up about the whole situation. And, you know what I mean? I feel real fucked up about it because I know for a fact that somebody snitched on him in the first place. Before he even got shot, before this shit even happened, somebody snitched on him. And the nigga told me, like, yeah, I mean, yo, niggas are snitching on me, but it's cool. I'm not worried about it. I'm just going to handle my business. And then
right.
For this shit to happen to him, and then get pulled over, and then they shoot him because another person snitching on him or informing, whatever the case may be, this shit is fucked up, man. This shit is just fucked up. If you can't be in the game without running your fucking mouth, get out the game. Go sell some lollipops, some ice cream or something. Don't be out here doing a man game. That's just the bottom line. And that nigga was a real nigga. I'm talking about he didn't judge nobody. Nobody.
No.
Like a lot of them niggas being from that hood, a lot of them niggas that be where he was at, they judge you. They judge you and don't even know shit about you. And from day one, that nigga never judged me. He never judged me. And I miss that nigga. Every time I gotta go pick my kids up, I expect to see that nigga at that park. And I never see him again. So it's fucked up. It's real fucked up. And, you know what I mean, it ain't no fake shit, it's real shit. So, rest in peace of Jig, man. I'm working on a song for him right now. Me and Herc, man, about to get it popping for him, man. I know, you know, Kusto and, you know, others probably going to do the same, but I'm going to do my best and do what I can do. But I'm not going to let him die like that, man.
I know that's right, man. I appreciate you calling up, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You be safe out there. You got something for me? You want me to spin?
Nah, I'm cool, man. I just wanted my voice to be heard for a second about something real. That's all.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And you know I'm going to spin that shit anyway. So,
All right, you do your thing.
Be safe. Keep your head up, man. I love you, bro. All right?
I love you too, dog. Rest in peace, Jig, man. Rest in peace, Till, man. Rest in peace, AJ. Rest in peace, Lean. Rest in peace, HB. Peaches.
Yep.
Jamil. Grandma Joyce. Joyce. Rest in peace, everybody, man. Just rest in peace. Anybody that we lost, rest in peace, and I hope to see you all again. And I'm out. All
right, brother. All right, man. Take it easy.
All right.
All right. That was my boy, HIT. Shout out to 4DC. Shout out to 4DC, HIT, AC, K-Bars, MIT. Everybody, man. Shout out to the whole 4DC, man, if I'm forgetting.
All the ladies from 4DC.
All the ladies from 4DC. Shout out to y'all, too, man.
They hold it down.
Yeah, ladies definitely hold it down for 4DC, man. That was somebody, you know, who was really, like, he's from that area. Not saying that, you know what I mean? He knows, you know, what the fuck is going on, just like you just heard what he said. So, with that being said, man, we need more people to speak up, like, and, yeah. You know, just represent for my nigga, man. Press 1 to go live, man, because you shouldn't be sitting here listening. You should be voicing your opinion. Real shit, man. We're going to get into another caller before we spin this fucking track for my man Hocus Pocus. He just dropped some knowledge on us. He calling from Cali, dropping knowledge on us. This ain't no fake shit, yo. That's the West Coast. It's on the East Coast. You feel me? This ain't no play around shit, man. We're going to take another caller to 612-247, you.
What's up with it, boy?
What's up with you, homie? Who this?
This is my name, Boo Baller, man. I wanted to hear something, man. That Make It Snow by Slug'em Old Boo Baller and Young Dream.
Okay. What's your name again, bro? I can't hear you.
My name, Boo Baller.
Boo Baller?
Yeah.
Where you calling from, bro?
From Minnesota, St. Paul.
Okay, Minnesota in the house. Okay, that's what's up, my nigga. You got a little bit of a little insight on what's going on tonight?
No, man, I just jumped on. One of my brothers told me to get on, man, to see what y'all was talking about.
All right, so we got this little situation going on in Delaware, my state, a small-ass state. The police had, you know, they killed my man. They killed one of my homies, you feel me? Like, just on some other shit. Like, he wasn't doing nothing too wrong, you know what I'm saying, to get shot and killed over. And, you know, I feel as though it's like on some, you know, some awesome Trayvon Martin shit, you know? Like, but it's the police now. And they're covering up the facts, and, you know, it's a lot of lies being told, and people aren't getting heard. A lot of people are just sitting back listening, and nobody's really speaking up. Like, you know, the people that can speak up, but, like, I understand, like, a lot of niggas that's in the streets, like, they can't be, you know, really seen and shit like that. So I respect that to the gangsters, but give me your opinion on that whole situation, my man.
I don't like it, man. Like, a year ago, man, you know what I'm saying? Something happened down here in Minneapolis like that. One of my friends got killed by police. So, you know, I don't like that, man. I think they should, you know what I'm saying, get them, lock them up or something, you know what I'm saying? Because all our brothers killing each other and going to jail for it, so why they got to kill us for free and still be out here patrolling the streets?
Right, though. Going home to their family, picking up their kids, living a normal life after, you know, you done killed this man that got three fucking kids, man. You feel me? You took his life. Like you could have. He could have shot the tire out. You know what I'm saying? You shoot right into the fucking passenger side and hit him in his hip and kill him. One shot deal. And it wasn't even a headshot. Like, he was like on a traffic stop or something like that.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
that's crazy,
like,
man.
Yeah, that shit cray, man, all the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
go ahead, bro. I'm listening. Go ahead.
I said, I'm sorry to hear that. I send my condolences about that, man.
No problem, man. I just appreciate you calling up. We got Georgia in the building. We got Florida in the building. We got Minnesota in the building. We got Cali in the building. Everybody's giving up some insight. We got Delaware in the building. Everybody's giving up insight. We need these Delaware callers that's online to press 1 and go live, man, and just give me a little bit of something, man. I need something from my people that's in my streets. You feel what I'm saying, Boo Baller?
Right. Yeah, I hear you, bro.
But, yeah, I'm going to spin that track for you. What is it called again?
Make it Snow by Young Dreams, Boo Baller, and Slugamo.
Okay, I got you. I'm gonna spin that. You can stay with us, or you know, you can hang up or whatever. I might have some niggas spitting on here in a minute.
No, I stay on here.
All right, bro, stay with us. Thank you for calling in.
All right, love.
Right. There it is, man. You feel me? Minnesota niggas even calling in. Midwest, West Coast, East Coast, up top, down bottom. Like, shout out to Pittsburgh. Shout out to Minnesota. Shout out to Cali. Shout out to Florida. Shout out to ATL. Shout out to North Carolina. Shout out to the DMV, the tri-state area, New York, Boston, everywhere, man. Niggas call my shows from everywhere, man. Every Thursday night, Cash Out Thursday with your boy Harry Bach, man. Yeah, press 1 to go live.
Let's get into this war.
Let's get into this fucking war by my man HP, Westside, nigga.
Let me hit them with the beat one more time. You are now tuned in with Chinchilla Q of Erotic Productions.
The time changed just like the seasons. There's a time for love and a time for hate. A time for peace and a time for war. Who wants that drama? Who wants that war? Fully loaded, knock, knock, knocking down your door. Metaphor, sharper than a metal sword. I hit him with that raw, homie, keep it at a pause. Buck, naked, how my rhyme's so sacred. Now my time got taken and I'm spilling at a law. Roll him up, shake him while you trying to cupcake him. I can never phone fake, you niggas lost in a floor. No static boss, colder than Jack Frost. The beat bang hotter than a volcanic frost. A tectonic plate trying to shift in the glow. The big earthquake about to make him explode. I need a safe place, trying to find a safe haven. The blackbird flies high, goes raving. amazing how they all get prepared for the store. But how are you already ready for that war? War. I'm involved in, I never okay. But those are the pastimes in present day. It makes your hair stand straight up like Medusa. How many of y'all really ready for the future? You rather smoke weed, you rather smoke hookah. What you gonna do when the police shoot ya? Message from the rulers of the world that's trying to do ya. Hooker than Black Luka, MJ or Freddy Krueger, aka Batman, Big Booga Booga. Live by the sword, die by the next shooter. This is all the fruit of the harvest off of the juice of the carcass of about 1,000,000,003 black sheep. The earth shall be in possession of the meat. Until that day, I guess I never see sleep. Ever since I woke up, I never, ever, ever snored again. I've been chilling here, battling war. War.
Who want that war? That was my man HP. I'm gonna bring him back in, let him, you know, shout his links out and all that, where you can find him at and all that. If you want collabs, he over in Cali, we over in Delaware. Holla at your boy. HP.
Yo, that's my boy. Yeah. You know, I appreciate you for spending that one time for me. You know, y'all can check that out. ReverbNation.com/HPocus2. That's HPOKUS, the number 2. Also follow me on Twitter, same name, HPOKUS2, HPOKUS2. And make sure y'all check out my show right here on Next to Blow Radio every Wednesday, same time as Herb Ox Show, same call-in number, you know what I'm saying? Just support all the hosts here on Next to Blow Radio because we spending the indie artists, you know what I'm saying, showing that support to all y'all. Much love and respect to all y'all out there and my condolences to everybody that lost someone. You know what I'm saying? This year, last year, whatever year, you know what I mean? Keep y'all head up and just keep it pushing, for real.
Thank you, bro. I really appreciate that, man, calling all the way from Cali. You know what I'm saying? I support your show. Thank you for supporting my show. Shout out to the Next to Blow Radio lineup, Miss Magathia, Miss Queen T, Mr. What Up, Mr. Soda Black, Hocus Pocus. Who am I forgetting, Hocus?
We got a DJ. I forgot the DJ name. We got a DJ, though, spinning. So,
okay,
yeah, shout out to all the hosts, you know what I'm saying, for real. This is our third week, you know what I'm saying? The numbers is looking great, so I love the spot I'm in right now with Next to Blow, and you know what I'm saying? It only gets better. Y'all keep rocking with us, for real, because we're making big things happen in a real way.
Right. All right, bro. I'm a matter of fact, you just gonna rock out with me, man. I'm gonna keep you live. Fuck it. All right.
For sure. For sure. Let's go.
All right. All right. We gonna get into another caller calling out of the 323-377. You live with your boy Herbox on next Cash Out Thursdays. What it do?
Hey, hey, this your girl Sexy Mel V. What's up with you?
Hey, girl.
I couldn't stop by to show some support. I had to call. I'm working, but I got on this phone. Can you hear me?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I can hear
you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm here, baby. I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I had to, you know, show some love to you next to Blow Radio. This is your girl, Miss Sexy Mel V. You know, stop by to say hi. How are you? How about that?
I'm fine. Right now we're having this little Justice for Jig, a homie that was killed by the police in Delaware. I feel as though it's on some Trayvon Martin shit, you know what I'm saying? Another black person live took in these streets, and we need some type of justice. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we really do.
I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. You know, black people got to understand, you know, just like Martin Luther King wanted us to do, sometimes we have to turn our back and walk away. We're trying to survive out here, man. We're trying to survive. We already know they got the key. They can pretty much do whatever they want to do. It's just a matter of how we handle ourselves, you know? Sometimes
right,
being quiet,
right.
Walking away, leaving things alone, we'll have a better result. But nobody deserves to die. Like, you don't deserve to lose your life, especially if it's not explained, you know? You should have to go to
at
jail
all.
Kill someone. Time to go to jail.
Right. Yeah. And from what I understand, you know what I'm saying, they got this, I don't think nobody is, you know, on administrative leave or, you know, their jobs or nothing. You feel me? They just kill this man and go home and, you know, live their life. Like, you know, his mom and sisters and brothers and nephews, nieces, cousins, son. Like, you know, like I coach basketball in the summertime. I see his son, you know, every game that we play. Like, we play against him. I see this guy every Saturday morning bringing his son, like a positive nigga. He go to church and everything. Like, he ain't no, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's perfect, you know what I'm saying? But I just don't understand. Like, I'm totally lost, baby.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Because I feel it's not even, it's no justification, you know?
It's not.
But one thing we have to understand, that when you have a voice, and when you even a little bit, you know, you can become powerful with your voice. You just have to use it to the best of your ability, you know, and make, just stand strong. You know, that's one thing we got to do. I'm saying, like, if you're struggling in any part of your life, that's what you got to do. You got to keep your damn head up. You keeping your head up and pushing. Can't nobody tear you down, because this was in your soul that matters. And I feel a lot of things happening that happens to black people is because they want to drag us down. They want to tell us we don't care about you. We don't need them to love us. We don't need them to respect us. We don't need that. We got to respect ourselves, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I could go on and on, but I'm very, you know, sorry to hear about any black man or black woman, you know, losing their life, you know, from violence. You know, I'm against it 100%.
Right. Thank you for calling in, Ms. Sexy Mel B. Where you calling from? Let them know where you calling from, baby.
I'm calling from the C-A-L-I, Cali, baby.
Another.
What's up? Look, New York. I'm a geeky girl.
Actually, sweetheart, I am in Delaware.
You in Delaware? Yeah,
I'm from Delaware, baby. Yeah, Delaware in the building, baby. Thank you for calling in all the way from Cali to show respect and give us your nice, good, you know, a drop of jewel on my show, because justice really needs to be served. You feel what I'm saying?
It does. It really does. And don't forget, guys, every Sunday from 7 to 9 is Spiritual Beast Sunday. We do not talk about God. We talk about inspiring. That's what I talk about, baby. Keeping it pushing. Sexy Mel B. Follow me on Twitter. All that. Like Facebook, all that.
All right, baby.
All
stay
right,
on the line.
Thank you.
I'm going to come back. Matter of fact, Mel B, you going to stay live with me and Hocus Pocus. You want to rock out with us, or you got something
to do? All right, go rock it.
All right, say no more. We ready to take another caller. Call it on the 302-353. I think I know who number this is.
You.
Yo, what's good, my good nigga?
What's up, my nigga? Wax G's in the, on the line right now. What's up, Wax? What you doing for him tonight, man?
Oh, man, same shit, different smell, my good nigga.
Yeah. I can dig it. I can dig it. You know, the show tonight is Justice for Jig, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know for a fact, you know, you was way more closer to him than I was. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
yeah.
Just let the people know, you know what I'm saying? Like, some type of input on the whole situation.
Oh, I'm saying as far as what, input on the situation. I'm saying right now police try to cover their ass, you feel me? Like, they making it seem like they was in the wrong and all this. I'm like, he was in the wrong, but they done switched their story like four or five times, you feel me? So right now we just try, you know what I mean? Because we know, you know what I mean, everybody ain't perfect, but we know the way they try to make it seem out to be like, you know what I mean, he wasn't that dude. So right now we just try to get some, you know, little justice going on, you feel me? Because, you know what I mean, they popping niggas like balloons, man, you feel me? And, like, you know what I mean, ain't nothing really going on, you feel me? So we just trying to do what we do, you feel what I'm saying?
I can dig it, my good brother. I got my shovel right here. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you over there getting it popping. What's good, though?
Man,
like, what's good? Like, you know what I mean? I'm just chilling, though, dog. You know what it is in the lab, my good nigga.
Right? Yeah. You know, I'm just trying to make it shake, man, and stay positive for, you know, what's going on.
Oh yeah, man. What's good, man? Y'all been spending any music? I just tuned in, man. Like,
I've been spending music. I spent that. I be repping Fettyville. You feel me? Because that's where my man was from. So that was the first song I spent. You know what I'm saying? And I was trying to get that the cookout John. You know what I'm saying? When Pooch and them was spitting and shit. You feel me? I wanted to bring my show in with that because he was in the video, you feel me?
Okay, so you snapping like turtles up there tonight.
As I should, you feel me? Justice for Jig, man. Like, you know, this shit, it just can't go unheard, man. And I really appreciate you calling up, Wax G's. You know, you got a powerful voice. We're the same sign. A lot of people listen to you, you feel me? So your input is really needed in these streets. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. You already know what it is, you feel me? You know what it is, shit, but you know, this Saturday we're going to be rocking out Chestnut Lounge, you know what I mean, Justice for Jig Party, you feel me? All proceeds go to the fam, you feel me? Like, you know, like that's what we're going to do, you know what I mean? Keep it popping.
Yep. I respect that. All right, my good nigga, you go ahead and continue enjoying your night, man. I appreciate you calling up, man, and speaking up for the people coming out of Delaware, man. Shout out to Chester. Shout out to shout your peoples out, Wax.
Oh, yeah, Young Fools, you know what I mean, BTMJ, you feel me? And then you got my niggas from Fattyville up in Delaware, like, you know what I mean? One make it, we all take it, you feel me? That's what I'm trying to do, you feel me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you know what it is, man. Good luck, you know what I mean? Let me come through, you know what I mean? Do what I do on your show, you know what I mean? I'll have
you
in the street, my good nigga.
All right, bro. You be safe, all right?
All right, you know what it is. I'm out here.
All right. We're going into another caller. I still got tracks to play. I got 28 minutes left. We can go into the OT hour. Like, I don't know. I'm going to see how this shit go, man. I'm feeling kind of down right now. Let's get into this 267-736.
Mr. RWR, man, what's up?
What's going on, bro? What's the deal?
I don't know. Can I cuss on this, y'all?
Of course you can. Who is this? This Rock with Reese?
You already know, and the first thing I want to say, man, is fuck the police, man, for real. That's
right.
Why I ask. That's why I want to start my introduction off, man. Fuck
all
the
right.
Police. You feel
okay.
What I'm saying? Like, I sit back in the cut because I ain't really been able to come out, man. I got a little issue going on with myself. But at the same time, it's like justice definitely need to be served, man, because from everything I see, I can't hear nothing, but everything I see, I feel. You feel what I'm saying? And all
right.
At the same time, it's like we all need to come together as one for one because black-on-black crime, we all get punished. So why can't the police be punished for a situation that shouldn't occur? You feel what I'm saying? So it's like Jig. I know Jig. I know everybody from being out doing what I do with that camera. You feel what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like it was all love when you was around the ball, and for the situation to happen to him that happened, it's like something definitely needs to be done.
Yeah, definitely, man. We can't just keep letting shit like this go unheard of, man. Like, you know, it's already a lot of shit in the Delaware streets. Like, niggas get bodied and don't nobody know what happened, you feel me, before a cop to kill another motherfucker, man. Nigga that, you feel me, that, like, was on church this Sunday. Like, come on, man. Like, this shit ain't right, dog.
Yeah, and all at the same time, it's like, how can they just go from shooting somebody to sitting at a desk still collecting a check?
Right, they need
to be.
Go ahead, I'm listening, bro. Go ahead, you got the floor.
Right, they need to be off the force behind bars. Period. Like I seen something in Jersey, on the news one time, a lady got, she shot at her husband to put fear in his heart, and they gave her 10 years for each situation, 10 years for not being able to hold a gun, and 10 years for shooting it. So. I mean, like, these dudes did a traffic stop from what I'm understanding, and then all of a sudden a traffic stop turned into a murder.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're right. I've been sitting and listening, and you were saying it's like a Trayvon Martin situation, but I ain't been able to come out and check the rally out that was going on down here for the situation, so I don't know how many people came, but I could pretty much know that the whole Brookline is so big that I know it was a lot of people out there. And
yes,
some of those pictures that I've seen, I mean, we all still, even the ones that wasn't out should have been out, including myself.
Right.
Like if I was able to get out there, I'd have been out there repping. But while y'all was out there, I was on the book repping. That's where I post up at.
Right.
So,
and then
on top of that, like, what I really feel some type of way about is what I've seen in the paper. I ain't really been able to go on Delaware Online and see nothing no more because I can't. But the last thing I've seen is when a woman whose house that the vehicle crashed into try to withhold the evidence. Like, what's really good with that? You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
she said something like the cops asked her not to say anything.
Yeah, somebody came over to her after that she seen something. She said, yeah, I seen it, but the officer told me, don't say nothing. So I respect their wishes. Now, how are you going to respect somebody's wishes that did wrong? Like, the police is not out to help us. They're out to get us.
All the way. All the fucking way, man.
I mean, it's sad, man, but rest in peace to Jig, man. My condolences, my prayers goes out to the family and everybody else that know him, man. Much love, and I'm still going to call in and support this station as much as I see it. You know what I'm saying? Because this is what I feel. I'm a supporter.
Right.
I feel you rocking with Reese, man. It's the Bull Cakes, man. This is I got to say some more about this Jig situation, man. This is crazy right here, man. It's like, yeah, I mean, everybody know the code to the streets is snitches get stitches and all that, but since when do you withhold information? Since when do you not snitch on the cop? Like, I would love to snitch on, and I don't do the telling on shit. You feel me? Like, you feel me? Like, come on, dog. If that was me, and knew that, like, what they gonna do? Lock me up for telling on you?
Hey, Gabe,
you feel me?
In all actuality, if you know the law.
That's under prosecution, though, right? You're right. But, I mean, I don't understand. I'm just in my feelings about this situation. Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy. Like, I understand if you snitch on a real nigga, he gonna come back for you. Like, but it's a cop. The cop ain't gonna come back for you to kill. Like, I would respect you for telling on the cop. You feel me?
Exactly.
But I wouldn't respect you. Don't get me wrong, for all these listeners, I don't respect snitches, but I respect the ones that's telling on the cops. You feel me?
Right.
I respect those. Because,
exactly.
Like you said, like your introduction, fuck the police. They ain't doing nothing for you at all.
And that's real.
Right.
That's real.
Right, right.
Like, I'm in my feelings, too. You can believe that, because it's like, damn. I had to go through my little folders. Like, I know I got pictures of Jig. I know I got pictures of everybody. But then when
right.
I seen it, I'm like, damn. Like you feel a real nigga when you know, a real nigga know fake handshakes and real handshakes and real hugs and fake hugs. Like,
right.
all I got from all of y'all, including y'all on the phone now, I don't even know who in the queue that's listening, but who I'm talking to, I feel love when I'm around y'all. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, even when I came down to the barbecue last year, I felt nothing but love.
Right.
Like the love overrode the hate. So I don't know if it was hate out there or not. I didn't care. I loved everybody.
Right.
But you know this situation right here, man. Everybody, like I put on my stat when I was sharing a little petition job, man. There's nowhere in the world nobody should be bypassing my status and not clicking on this petition and signing it.
Right. Right.
Like we all need to think about a situation. A good brother got his life taken by somebody that's supposed to be protecting the community, and we all got brothers, cousins, sisters, uncles, and so on and so on. So we just need to think, man. Like, what if that was my people? I would need everybody in the world to support me in this situation, to help me find justice or get justice. So why can't we help the next person? If we can see it, we need to support it.
Right. Well, thank you again for calling in, Rock with Reese. You can stay with us. We're going to spin some more tunes, man. I might bring you back in, you know what I mean? Drop some more of that fucking wisdom on us. Like we need, like I need it. All right, stay locked in, all right, bro? All
right, say no more.
All right. HP, you still here with me, baby?
Yeah, I'm still rocking with you, bro.
All right. We're going to take this next caller, 612-245, you live. Hocus Pocus, Herb Bop, Cash Out Thursdays. Who this?
Yeah, this
is
Miss Queen P.
Hey, Miss Queen P, how you
with friends? Hey, y'all. No, I definitely agree with everybody. For y'all that are listening, make sure y'all go sign that petition. Y'all still can sign it. You know, it's up on my Facebook wall. I just posted it. So make sure y'all, every voice will count. You know, every voice counts. So, you know, make sure y'all go sign that.
Thank you. From Delaware to Minnesota to Cali, man. We in here, me, Miss Queen T, and HP, my two co-hosts for tonight. We staying live. We about to take another caller right now. 307-514, you going live. Herb Bop, Cash Out Thursday. Yo.
Yo, what's happening? What's happening?
What's going on? Who this?
What's up? Not much. Just got done eating some dinner. You know what I'm saying? Trying to relax, enjoy the evening. How's it going with everybody?
All right. What's your name, bro?
My name is D.L. Smalls. They call me D.L. Smalls.
Okay, bro. Do you know the situation, you know, for the night?
Nah, fill me in.
All right. A cop murdered a friend of mine in this small state of Delaware. I feel as though it's like some type of, you know, like a small Trayvon Martin joint going on right now, because nobody knows nothing. The cop is still, I guess, you know, working, getting paid, and he just took a father of three's life and an uncle and a son and all that good stuff. You feel me? So, you know what I mean? Give me a little bit of input on how you feel about that.
Man, I feel like, I mean, I ain't going to say it's conspiracy, because then I'm going to be sounding crazy, but... You know, I don't think it's right, man. You know, in my own state of Wyoming, the city of Cheyenne, you know, being back here and then decided to get the grind on, I almost feel like I'm going to be a victim of that situation, you know what I'm saying? Because they just don't, you know, my character, and they, you know what I mean? I ain't even fronting. That's how I'd be feeling. And then when I got out of jail, or actually I was in jail, they picked me up for some bullshit joyriding. You know what I'm saying? I was test driving a car. The cops tried to hit me with a felony larceny charge. The judge looked at the shit like, what the fuck? I ain't even acknowledging that shit. So I gotta say, You know what I mean? I got to say much love to Judge Denise now. Everybody else in the city call her a bitch. And even I used to when I was younger because I got set up two different times when I was a juvenile. You know, false charges. One, the cop didn't show up, so they did drop the case. The second one, the cop showed up and lied, said they had found weed, and the dog's nose was all covered with weed, and never was weed found. I think it was a setup because it was New Year's 2002. I got invited to a party, and the cops all of a sudden show up, and I'm the only one that had showed up with marijuana at the time, and they come straight to me. You know what I mean? I'm slick, so they didn't find shit, even though I had it on me. They didn't even find my weed pipe at the time, but because they knew who I am, and this guy is the one that always has weed, and everybody must have told him that, and that's why I was there, and that's why they're searching me. You know, even though they didn't find shit, they still charged me, and I had to do a year of paper, which I said, fuck it. So the same judge, you know, I was on the run for 8 months. You know, I apologize for straying away, but this is just a situation, you know what I'm saying? I was on the run for 8 months, still going to school, still working, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't hiding or running. I just like, you know what I mean? And when they caught up to me, she wanted to ask me, well, where you been all these time, 8 months in this small city? How do they not find you? You know what I mean? I was on my way to work when they pulled me over in my friend's car because I didn't make a right turn and found out I had a warrant. I'm like, yo, I was at work and going to school. Y'all could have picked me up any time. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't hiding. Y'all know this was a bogus charge. Anyways, by the grace of God, she gave me a month and let me go. But the same judge decided to let me off on a misdemeanor charge with no unsupervised, no UAs, no nothing, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just thankful for her, but that's the same time I found out about that Trayvon Martin shit. And I was like, you know what, this is an epidemic going on, you know, amongst society these days all across America. You know, and I'm trapped out here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Am I going to be next? You know what I'm saying? I think it needs to stop, and they need to stop this hating and this fucking bullshit that they're doing and allowing these cops to get away with murder. If it was a black man, you know, I mean, I hate to say this shit, you know what I'm saying, but if it was a black man, especially here, you know, no question, you know what I'm saying, he wouldn't have a chance to breathe before they lock him up. You know, he couldn't even sneeze or call, you know what I mean? But they're letting all these bullshit go on and then wonder why we don't have no respect for the law or the judicial system, you know what I'm saying? Look how corrupt this shit is, you know? And I apologize for going on and, you know, talking about my life story. I know this ain't therapy, you know, therapy session tonight. But you asked me a question, and it hit me home, you know what I'm saying, because that's some bullshit.
It's all good, man. Like, you know, people need to be heard, bro. And, you know, hey, you know what I'm saying, we got to feel what you're saying. This is like, this is as much as I want you to feel is what I'm saying, man.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? You know, God bless your situation and all that, bro, and thanks for calling up, man. I'm going to take another call, and you can rock with us, or you can hang up, all right?
No, I'm going to listen for a little bit longer before I get out of here, but much love for y'all.
All right. I appreciate that, bro. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Cheyenne, Wyoming, actually. This is where I reside. I was born here, actually.
All right. Wyoming in the building. That's another state. Add it to the listeners and the callers, man. You know what it is.
Yeah.
No fraud. No fraud in the foul. Shout out to Wyoming, man.
All right. Thank you.
All right, bro. We're going to take another caller. I ain't playing no music tonight. 13 minutes left. We might go on the OT. 302-607, you are live with your boy. Who this?
Oh, this the boy Black, man. Say fuck the police and rest in peace to that man Jig, man.
Right, though, man. Thanks for calling up, Black. What's up? What you doing tonight, man, on this nice Thursday?
Oh, man, just tuned in. You saw me.
What up,
baby? Me and Bucky sitting here listening to the radio, supporting what's going on.
Man, rest in peace, Jig, man. I love you, homie, man. Fuck them crackers, man. Definition of a real nigga, man.
Real shit, Bucky. What up, though?
Shit, you know, just tuning in, you feel me, supporting what's going on, man. That was some fucked up shit, man. It could have been any one of us. I get pulled over all the time, man. They always try and crack down on the nigga.
Okay,
you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah, definitely, yo. Matter of fact, the last time I seen you, you got pulled over and got locked the fuck up.
Sure did, man.
Damn.
So, you know how they always got the nigga heels, man. You feel me?
Real
shit,
dog.
I already know how it is, man. Real shit. So I feel some type of way about that shit because it could have been anybody. You feel me? I always try and get away from them motherfuckers. I'm a dip to the corner. Fuck it. It is what it is.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? Would I be out of pocket if I asked you to say a little prayer for me, man, for his family?
Oh, nah, man. You know, I sent one up for y'all, man.
All right, come on. Everybody take a moment. Let's take a moment out of silence. Bow your head, man, for this man. You go ahead and spit some positive words, good brother Black.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now just asking you to bring peace upon this man's family in a time of tragedy. You know, we know that what was going on in this situation wasn't right, but through it all, you are, will be in the midst of it all, and we know it's all in your hands right now. We ask you to touch his kids and his mother and his father and anybody who knew this young man and was affected by his life. Please, right now, God, bring peace to their heart, and we ask that everybody be safe and don't do nothing too irrational that it goes any farther, that we lose any lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's my brother. Right. That's my blood. That's my.
Hey,
man, go ahead.
Bucky wants to.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
That's my blood. That's my blood brother right there. You know, Black Wallace. You know, AKA Wingman. You know, that was very you know, heartwarming, bro. Like I know you know that shit and all that. Like, I don't want to be cussing and saying God in the same sentence, but it is what it is. Like, you know, just, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, man, and thank you for blessing my show with that great prayer, man. Like, and I love you with all my heart, man. Kiss my nieces for me, you hear me?
All right, man, I'm going to do that, man. I'm going to stay tuned in, man.
Man, fuck the police.
Fuck them. All right, stay tuned in, Black.
All right.
Yo, Miss Queen T, HP.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm checking out the petition right now. I want all the listeners right now, if you haven't signed this petition, y'all can check it out on my page or Miss Queen T's page. The show, it says that they're trying to get 1,500 signers. Right now it's at 1,097. So it's just about 400 more people that need to sign this petition. Go on ahead and sign that, you know what I'm saying? It's more information about the whole case that's on this site and everything. Y'all can check it out on my page, Hocus Pocus, on Facebook, HOKUSTOKUS, you know what I'm saying? Queen T could go on ahead and share your info as well. Let them know how they could reach you and get this info on this, you know, the website for this, to sign this petition.
Yes, definitely. Y'all can definitely hit up my wall right now. I am posting it in the Next to Blow Radio group page. I'm posting in a lot of different pages right now. So definitely, it takes less than 1 minute. You hear me? Justice. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? It's all about justice, and we need justice for this man and his family and his kids, you know, and friends. And so definitely, if y'all are tuned in right now, or if y'all are going to download this link, download this episode, definitely go back and look for this petition. The website is, let me pull it up real quick. Change.org petition. It's a Newcastle County Police Department. Remove the officers involved in the fatal shooting of Jake from the police. So make sure y'all look for that petition and definitely sign it and let everybody know. You can also click share on the website as well. Share it with some people and definitely get the word out. We definitely need to reach that 1,500 like by tonight, ASAP.
Yes. Said perfectly from Miss Queen T. She knows what she's talking about. HP in the building, 302 Minnesota, Cali. We in here.
Wyoming.
We're going to take this next caller. I think this is my homegirl. She's going to call back and bless us with a nice melody, and then we're going to rock out with a couple tracks. 813-662. Who this?
It's your girl, baby girl, from the 813. How you doing?
Hey, baby girl.
Hey, Queen T. How you doing?
I'm good,
thank
Mama. How are you?
Thank
I'm
you
doing
for
good.
Back.
No problem. I'm a woman who keeps her word.
All right. So, go ahead, Miss Queen.
Baby girl, I know last week I had to miss the rest of the show, and I heard you got down. I heard you went in.
Get in on what exactly?
Did you? I heard you were singing. I heard you was blowing back.
Ah, man. I mean, it was nothing. He asked me to sing a song, so I did. And I don't know what was said after I hung up, but, no, I don't even remember what song I sung, actually. So that was just...
You sang Whitney Houston, and you sung, I think, We Can't Be Friends. Was it We Can't Be Friends?
I have no idea.
It was We, yeah, Deborah Cox and RL. Deborah, you know I can't go on being just your friend. Yeah, I got a little melody with me. I got a deep voice, though, you know. My voice real deep, but, you know.
You sound good, though, for a guy who got a deep voice. You got it.
So what's up, baby? What you going to do for us? You going to bless my show again?
Yeah, but what song y'all want me to sing? Y'all know I just can't pop up and sing a song for an occasion like this. But before I do sing it, I do have to say this, that, you know, the police who are involved, they finna get justice. They finna, like, it's all about us. You know, we have to spread the word out. We have to do our part because, like you said before, we would have never known about the Trayvon Martin case unless someone spoke out. So we got to do our part. Let our voices be heard. You know, and it all starts with us. You know, the public will never know unless we start something or we make enough noise to get their attention. So this is our part to get their attention. So let's get attention. That's all.
Definitely. And like Herbach said also, you know, our vice president is from Delaware. So if we can make a movement out of this and make it heard and get it all over, they're going to shoot it to him because they're going to be like, yo, this is your city. This is your state. So let's do something about it. It's definitely going to hit the media. So like I said earlier, if y'all see this post anywhere, just share it with one person. One person can share it with another person. That person can share it with 10 people. That person can share it with 20 people. You know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and share this post. So if y'all see this post, just share it with one person at least. Or
exactly.
Just go ahead and, you know, sign it real quick. So.
Yeah, right.
You know, and I'm from Florida, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know anything about it until I called up tonight. So, you know, I did my part. You know, I signed it and I shared it on my Twitter. It's going to stay on my Twitter, you know, throughout the night. And then when I do go on, you know, my radio station tonight to do a remembrance show for Donna Summers, I'm going to blast it on there as well. So, you know, the word has to be spread, you know, and it starts with us.
All right. And for my Delaware people that's online listening, y'all hear what she's saying. She's in Florida. I got people in Florida that's setting this shit up, Cali, Minnesota, all over. Like, you know, East Coast, West Coast, up north, down south. Like, this is real. It's about to get real big. I appreciate my people's calling in. Baby girl, just bless us with something. I don't have a song to give you.
Oh, Lord, you don't have a song to give me.
No, because you said you old school, so just give us like something like some type of remembrance song or something.
Okay. I'm gonna go gospel on this mug. Just bear with me. All right. Amazing Grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults and saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary, oh yeah, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous his grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond all my faults and saw my needs. There you go. Rest in peace, Jig.
Thank you, baby. We got a round of applause. A round of applause back here for that.
That was beautiful.
Baby girl from the 813, that touched me real close to my heart, baby. Thank you for calling in. Call in every Thursday. I respect your whole hustle. Keep grinding. I'm going to do my best to make sure I can get you, you know, on a track with somebody up my way. Or we're going to make sure, me, Miss Queen T, and HP is going to make sure that, you know, you get your shit all the way right.
Oh, thank you guys so much. And it's again, it's a pleasure and it's an honor. And you just hit me up on my Twitter at babygirlfrom813 or at Philly the Mom, or Miss Queen T has my Facebook. You know, just hit me up whenever y'all need me, and I'm down for y'all. Real talk.
All right, baby. Thank you. I appreciate it. You can stay locked in with us or you can hang up.
All right. No problem. I'll talk to y'all soon.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Baby
hey,
girl from the 813. She just killed that.
Hey, Herbot.
Yes, sir. I mean, yes, ma'am.
I just want to let everybody. I just want to let everybody know the Next to Blow Radio website will be up and running next week. So, I'm telling y'all, wait for this shit. This shit gonna be real hot. So, if y'all want anything featured on the website, make sure you hit one of our hosts up, one of our DJs up. Let us know if you want to be featured. Let us know if you want to be on the MP3 player. As soon as this website launches, it's going to be blowing. You hear me? Motherfuckers are going to see this shit. So if your material is on this site, y'all shit is going to be seen. You hear me?
Yeah.
We about to
yeah.
be streaming live on Ustream. Shout out to DJ HB Smooth. Shout out to the whole crew. You know what I'm saying? We is blowing. We is booming. You know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know, Next to Blow Radio is about to be every day of the week. You hear me?
Bing, bang, boom.
Every day. For real. Hey, and for real, you know what? Y'all should go bookmark that right now because I know it's a lot of weed smokers. I be forgetting shit my damn self. So bookmark the website. Y'all can do that right now, www.nexttoblowradio.com. No numbers, it's all spelled out, nexttoblowradio.com. You know what I'm saying? Bookmark the site so you already have it, you know, and next week it's on.
Like Donkey Kong, you know what I'm saying? There's a motherfucking chat box in there. There's a chat box, the blog talk player. So if y'all on your computers, y'all can log on to the website. No more blog talk radio chat box. It's all through the website. So there's a personalized chat box on the website. Y'all just have to press play on the blog talk player or the Ustream, depending on what post is live and which way they want to do their show. But the chat box is right there, so you'll be able to interact with everybody. You hear me? It's going to be real
yeah.
nice. So stay tuned. Like Hoka said, go check that website out right now. It's under maintenance, but go ahead and bookmark it, www.next2blowradio.com.
Yep. We got another caller that press one want to go live. We're going to bring him in now from the 773-759. You are live with your boy, Herbock. What up with you?
What's good? It's Denaya. How are you?
All right. What'd you say your name was, sweetheart?
Denaya.
What's
oh, good, Miss
Hi. Casey? How are you, Miss Denaya?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Have you been listening about the whole situation going on up here in Delaware?
Actually, I just tuned in. I had my mom had a performance earlier, so I was helping out with that. What's going on?
Okay. Well, the police have, you know, took a young man's life that I know pretty well. He was a father of three, and we are trying to get answers. And, you know, this show is dedicated to my homie. His name is Jig. He's from Newark, Delaware, 32 years old. He was killed at 4:20 in the daytime. You know what I mean? He wasn't
wow.
armed or anything like that. It's I feel as though it's like a little Trayvon Martin case going on. So, you know, like, just give me a little bit of input, baby.
I mean, I think you guys need to definitely, I mean, like, everybody needs to flood the police station with phone calls, for one. Make sure that you got blogs that are talking about it. Also, you know, if people are not doing what they're supposed to do, start a petition on change.org, you know, like, and stuff like that. And also, like, protests are a good idea, like, in terms of, like, if you think it was just a station, no, go outside their station and march and say we want answers. I mean, it's not illegal to march, and I think that would be a really good start. They're not giving you answers, demand them.
Well, so far they have protested in front of the Newcastle County Police Building. They have set up different, you know, rallies and barbecues,
right,
and things like that. His parents have been on the news, and you know,
okay,
so we are making some type of movement up here in Delaware. You know what I'm saying? It's a petition on Facebook going around. I think they said they need 1,500. We're probably at like 1,250, 1,100. So about 300 more, and then, you know, something should be happening here shortly.
Right.
I really
right.
don't know the exact details, but I just know what I read and I know what I hear, and I keep my ear to the street. So, you know, that's the facts right there, baby.
Definitely. Miss Green Tea, do you have that blog or that petition information, if you can share that on my fan page and my regular Facebook page, and then that way I can make sure to share it to all of my the pages, all my Twitter, all that kind of stuff. I would just make sure to get it out there for sure.
I will be sharing that with you, and I will be sharing, it's all over my wall right now, but like I said, I will put it on your wall. Within the last couple minutes, we just got five new signatures, petitions on there, so it's all about, you know, sharing that stuff. So see, we're moving fast.
So we can definitely get 1,500. We can get even more. If we rock out Twitter like you know we can, we can definitely get beyond 1,500 signatures on that. Because it's gotten to the point where enough is enough. And I think the more the people actually speak up about it instead of keeping quiet, it's really good that you guys are talking about it, because a lot of people will try to, like, you know, keep it quiet and, you know, let's just keep it only in this area. And no, it's not a Delaware issue. It's not a Florida issue. It's a world issue. This has been going on for years, but people have been keeping quiet. So the fact that people are actually talking about it and saying that this is not right, you're not going to stand for this anymore, you know, something has to change. And that's what needs to be done.
Right. And where are you calling from, baby?
Chicago.
Chi-Town in the building. That's a whole nother place of the world. You know what I'm saying? We got it popping in here tonight. You know, Miss Queen T, HP, they reached out to their friends. They brought their connects in here, and you know, I appreciate that. That's why I F with them like I do. You know what I'm saying? It's a family.
Definitely.
Baby, I appreciate you calling in. Go ahead, HP.
Oh yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out to the boy DL Small, who called in earlier out of Wyoming. You know, he signed that petition as well and is sharing it on Facebook, I see. So I want to give you a shout-out. You know, all you guys, go make sure y'all sign this petition. It's at www.change.org. You know, type in the search Newcastle County Police, or type in, you know, the keyword JIGG, J-I-G-G, Justice for Jig. You know what I'm saying? Sign that petition and share it, because, like you said, within just 10 minutes, we got five new signatures. I think that we can go way past the 1,500 that we're looking for.
For sure.
And I appreciate all the out-of-state callers for calling in and signing that petition, man. Much love from Delaware, man. We need justice for this young man. He got kids that's, like, under freaking 14, so, you know what I mean? They need to go to college and stuff like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, Like I said, once again, I appreciate it. Denia, for calling in, baby. You can stick around with us or, you know, whatever,
sure.
Whatever. All right?
Definitely. I'll stick around for a little bit.
All right. I see we got a few more callers that's listening in. 302-893. I see you. 612-215. I see you. 302-668. I see you. 302-397. I see you. Press 1 to go live if you got something to say. Or, you know, you got some bars to get off your chest that my show really wasn't based on at the night, but, you know, I let niggas do what they want to do. It was supposed to be Goo Gang C night. I don't know what happened to them. We're going to get into a track, and then if anybody else want to go live, then we can keep continuing the show in this overtime hour. You ready?
I said airplane mode, 'cause I'm fly like a lyric. 365 on the jeans like the jacket. Heard I get them dollars, consumers in my pocket. But he ain't about the money, she admire my attire. Church polo in the shoes, the latest pair of Prada. 365 for the jeans like a year. Supplied in the lyric, couple thousand for the gear. Rings on my face, say another couple dollars. They Dolce and Gabbana, completing my ensemble. Some girls going wild off their socks in the air. I can fly, I'm just flying, about to fly about here. I said,
yeah, that was airplane mode, man. We in here. HP, Miss Queen Tay, what up with you?
What's up? Yeah,
man, I'm
over man.
Man, you already know, enjoying the show. If you're not rocking with my boy every Thursday, Cash Out Thursday, then I don't know what the hell y'all doing with y'all life, for real. Tune in every Thursday. Show my boy that love, you know what I'm saying? For real, for real.
I appreciate that, bro. Hey, Miss Queen T, we ain't got no BZ on the switchboard?
Nah, he ain't. This is another switch situation, you know what I'm saying? Like I was saying last night, if y'all didn't send your music to the new emails, y'all definitely need to send your music to the new emails. You know, we're on a whole new network now, and we've been promoting this email 2 weeks prior to us even going live that we need y'all to send. Even if y'all... if we had your music rotation on the last network, y'all still need to send over the new music.
And I'll be telling them, Miss Queen T, we're not going to chase you down for your tracks, and you wonder why your shit ain't getting spun. I'm giving out my shit. I'm giving out the right emails to send them to, and you know what I'm saying? I put them in all the Next to Blow and the Star Mob. I put them everywhere, like. I don't know what's going on. I think BZ is like shooting a video or something right now, so he probably real busy. Cause I did have a conversation with him.
Oh, okay. Well, shout out to BZ for shooting his video. We all busy. Hey, we ain't busy.
Hey. Yes,
we
are. Yes, we are.
And I am fucking busy. My man, boy.
Right. So do we got some pyro or some Mr. Pills or something like that on here?
We got pyro, we got pills on there, we got the whole OBF crew on there, we got all that shit on there.
All right. So like, how do I find that shit, Miss Queen T? Like, what? Because I'm typing in pyro.
You got Pyro, P-Y-R-O. You got Stripper Pole on there. You got Wet on there. You got
okay,
I see it on there.
Okay, you
want to
say Stripper Pole on there, Wet.
Actually, that Stripper Pole is Pyro. Featuring Rello, a.k.a. Mr. What Up, you know, host on Friday night.
Okay, so we're going to get into that then. We're going to get into that. This Rello featuring Pyro Stripper Pole. Let's go.
This that real nigga shit. All that real nigga shit. Got a stripper pole. Bedroom. Let's go. It's the end of fall. I know what they finna do. Find a bad little bitch they can get a fit. But the summer's mine, and the winter too. So when the spring comes, get rid of my winter boot. And I'ma throw a stripper pole in my bedroom. I'ma throw a stripper pole in my bedroom. Now I got a stripper pole in my bedroom. I'ma need a stripper hole in my bedroom. I got a pole in the middle of my room, like I'm holding the roof up. Party is so long, we woke up the rooster. All my niggas, there's some bitches trying to do us. They baby daddy's mad and the landlord trying to sue us. Now in my winter boot, ass shit, I can't go. Spring came and she left up in the same moment. Grab some bad bitches, turning into little Ollie. But you ain't coming to the party and you ain't falling. Bank accounts loaded, zeros everywhere. Broke niggas trying to save them, heroes everywhere. Captain Saber, hold your bitch, trying to get some dick tonight.
Right.
I got you, my man. I got you. You want to hear tracks, but you don't want to spit nothing for a nigga.
Nah, I don't got no bars right now, man.
Ha ha, you ain't got no more bars right now?
No.
All right, I got you, baby. I'm about to get right into that right now. Introduce that shit. Matter of fact, send your links out and then introduce that shit.
Yeah, you feel me? Follow me on Twitter at get_likeCDE. Feel me? Facebook me, Calvin Smith. You feel me? But this bougie right here featuring Blockstar Bricks, you feel me? Let's get into it.
Here we go.
Yes, I am high maintenance. Why are you saying it in a negative connotation? It doesn't make any sense to me. He's like, oh, you wearing your hair like that, or you wearing your boobs out, or you doing your nails like that. Like, that draws attention. Like, you must really need attention. That's so high maintenance. You're so high maintenance. You're so high maintenance. That's all I hear. And girls are the same way that I hang out with. Oh, my gosh, she just really needs attention, I guess. That's so weird. Or why do you wear your hair so big? Why do you always have to have false eyelashes on? Like, really? Really? And then it's just. It's too much. It's too much. And for all of you in Cyberland who say the same thing, like, this bitch, you know, daddy's spoiled little girl, asks for daddy's money, marries and bangs rich guys to get money, sugar daddy's, no. No, no, no. And that's just so annoying to me. Never wears makeup. I'm not judging the girl who, you know, US tangles who flat tested, who, you know, I don't judge, you know, that's not right. And to say that out loud, what gives you that right? I pay for all of this, okay? Pay for it all. I don't ask for money. I don't, you know, date rich guys, you know, for any reason. You know, no, that doesn't matter. And you know what? For this very reason, it's the reason why I just like to be by myself. Because I can be me with me. No judgment passed. So, I'm high maintenance.
Yeah, she bougie. Lockstar Bricks and C, man. We about to end this show, man. Me, HP, Miss Queen T, we in here next to Blow Radio, man. You know what it is. I just like to say rest in peace to my man Jig, man. You know what I mean? You gone but never forgotten, man. I know you looking down on a lot of different niggas, even if they was on some sucker shit, man. Like, just still watch over them niggas, you feel me? Because everybody's not perfect, and I don't know how that shit happened, but... You know what I mean? You with me in my heart, bro. And I love you, man. And with that being said, we out of here. We out of here. Miss Queen T, I love you. Hocus Pocus, I love you too, bro. Next to Blow, we out of here.
Let's go.
Love you. Let's go.
All right.
God bless the dead.
Solid in.
Get it, just you.